This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. How much is too much to spend on a high school football stadium? The answer to that question is different in each community that asks it, and the answer is bigger in Texas, where everything's bigger and football is king. Last week, voters in McKinney, Texas, 37 miles north of Dallas, approved building what some say will be, at least temporarily, the most expensive high school football stadium in the country. McKinney is next door to the previous holder of that somewhat dubious title, Allen, Texas, and that's where Only a Game's Karen Given begins our story.
I visited Allen back in 2010 as site preparation was just beginning on the new Eagles Stadium. And it's true, I went looking for controversy. The internet had been abuzz for months over the stadium's $60 million price tag. People were asking questions like, why does a high school need 18,000 seats? And what's the deal with that 38-foot-wide high-def video screen? As it turns out, those people were in places like New York. They were here in Boston. They weren't in Allen, Texas, at least not as far as I could tell.
She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
I attended the last home game of the 2010 season. It was on the Friday before Halloween. Every senior and all 550 members of the marching band were in costume. Two guys dressed as the Seuss characters, Thing 1 and Thing 2, were singing Journey songs during breaks in the action. Allen was still playing in a 14,000-seat stadium, and the place was full. I walked up and down the aisles looking for anyone who thought the new 18,000-seat stadium would be too expensive or maybe too big. Instead, I found Rob Morton. He told me that he was actually worried that the new stadium would be too small. Besides,
there was a vote. We all voted for it. There was no controversy whatsoever. Everybody, it wasn't a close vote. And so I think everyone kind of needs to settle down about that. We're going to build it and we'll sell it out.
Sitting not too far away, sisters Zena Bender and Deborah Del Reyes didn't see what the fuss was all about.
No. Anything for our kids. We want them to have the best, always. I'll pay the higher taxes for that. Not a problem.
I know. I don't even like football, and I'm here every week. I get excited.
Anything for our kids. I heard that phrase over and over. And the voters in Allen weren't just talking about the kids who play football. On my visit to the school, I saw the studio where students produced the daily announcements in the style of a TV morning news show. The equipment looked newer and more sophisticated than the studio at the university I had attended. But a new studio would soon be built in Allen, along with a new fine arts auditorium and career tech center. And there was another phrase that I heard again and again as I talked to people in Allen.
Allen is very different. It is a one-of-a-kind in our state.
That's Anthony Gibson. He was the director of fine arts for the school district, and I think he was trying to assure me that I didn't need to worry about $60 million high school football stadiums becoming a thing in Texas. Allen was different. It was one-of-a-kind. Except it wasn't. Recently, construction has begun on a $62 million stadium in Katy, Texas, outside of Houston. And then came last week's vote in McKinney. But these projects had something Allen lacked: controversy. Not over whether the parking lot was big enough or whether traffic patterns had been properly considered. Actual controversy over whether the projects should go ahead. And the controversy suggests that maybe Allen is different after all.
They live and die football in Allen, and God bless them. That's what they want. That's great.
That's Curtis Rath. He lives in McKinney. He's a community activist and a blogger. Last May, he ran for a spot on the McKinney Independent School Board and lost. He's also run for city council and lost. Curtis loves high school football. His two children graduated from McKinney High School. And when the town spent $10 million to renovate their current stadium about a decade ago, Curtis went along. Like a lot of people in town, he didn't know about plans for a new stadium until a big blue and white sign went up on an empty lot. It said, "Future site of McKinney ISD Stadium." That sign is only 3 miles, as the crow flies, from the $60 million stadium in Allen, Texas.
Yeah, it's only like a mile from my house, so I'd driven by it. Didn't pay much attention to it. until, you know, people start talking about it on Facebook and what's this all going about. And I'm like, oh, I'll find out.
Some people might just ask, hey, what's up with that sign? Not Curtis. He filed a Freedom of Information Act request and published everything he found on his blog. Curtis seems like one of those people who stand up at every school board meeting and every city council meeting and question at least one thing in the proposed budget. Like this one time a couple of years ago.
They decided that they needed to buy laptop computers for all incoming freshmen. They decided at that time to buy top-of-the-line MacBook Air laptops. My question was, why spend $1,000 when a Chromebook would serve the purpose? But I ran into this notion that we need to do the best for our kids.
It's not that Curtis doesn't want nice things for the kids of McKinney. He and some of the other people I talked to just question whether they actually need to be the most expensive.
If somebody shows you a Chevy Nova and a Ferrari, you're going to pick the Ferrari. I mean, you're going to pick the nicest thing. Of course, it's just natural human tendency to pick the nicest, most shiny thing.
But those who support the new stadium say it won't be extravagant. It's bigger than what's needed now, but district enrollment is expected to grow in the coming decades. They point out that the building will be multi-use and it'll include conference rooms and facilities that can be rented out. And while they admit that the nearly $63 million price tag makes it seem like they're building the most expensive high school football stadium in the country, they say they're just being more transparent than other school districts have been. They're including infrastructure and site preparation costs in their budget. Construction of the stadium, they say, will cost just $50 million. All of these issues were hotly debated in McKinney, and last week the voters decided, by a two-thirds majority, that the stadium should be built. But another issue came up, one that, according to Curtis Rath, doesn't seem to have affected the outcome of the vote.
A lot of people talked about the brutality of football and concussions and predicting to me that in 10 years that football is not going to be allowed to be played at a high school level. We didn't play up that aspect of it because, you know, I am a football fan. I like to see football. I wanted to see a stadium. It was just the cost and the extravagance of the stadium that bothered me.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Givens.